最近我们知道美国这个国家的政治非常的奇妙，变来变去。
Recently, we've seen that there have been a lot of interesting policies that have changed rapidly.
一些的总统是这样的政策，另外一些的总统就整个都翻过来是另外一种的政策。
One president will establish a set of policies, and the next president will overturn all of those policies his predecessor established.
在整个美国的社会也是一种非常的撕裂的状态啊，左边和右边啊是严重的对立。
It's created a very antagonistic environment between the two major political parties.
当然，我们作为基督徒，我们是有立场的啊，并不是说这个就取一个中间的状态啊，什么都是和和稀泥就好了，也不是这样子。
And as Christians, of course, we also have a position, so we're not to just remain as people in the middle who do not participate.
那在美国今天这样一个征战的当中啊，我就感谢神。有一点大家知道吗？在过去这两位的总统啊，他们可能许多的政策都是极端的、针锋相对的。但是有一点，这个两个人是一样的。
And even in this current political climate, I give thanks to God because although the policies of these two presidents differ so much, there is one common policy.
啊，有人不喜欢这个拜登总统，有人不喜欢Trump 总统。啊，他们政策立场啊，性格很多方面都非常不一样。
There's some people who don't like Biden. There's some people who don't like Trump. These two are very different in many ways, such as their personalities, positions, and policies.
但是他们两个人在哪一方面，大家知道是一样的吗？
But do you know what they have in common?
有没有人猜到？都是罪人，这个我不敢确认。有一点对，都是罪人没错啊。但有一点我感谢神。
There's one thing that I give thanks to God for.
有人能猜到吗？哎，有人小声说了，这两位总统都是滴酒不沾。
Both of these presidents do not drink alcohol.
啊，这个英文叫做 teetotalers 啊。川普啊曾经说过，川普说这个英文他是这么讲的哈，他说这个does not drinking is one of my only good traits 啊，他当然比较谦虚了这么说的啊。这样翻译成中文了。
就是那个特朗普曾经说，就是不喝酒是我唯一的优点之一。
啊，对翻译成中文翻译得很好。这个拜登总统呢也是同样啊，他也是滴酒不沾的。
And President Biden is the same, so he also, like Trump, does not drink alcohol.
在很多这个国家的这个宴会里面啊，当大家一起来 toast 啊，举杯祝酒的时候，这个 Trump 他就举着杯子，里面装的是这个 Diet Coke 啊。
So many of these national banquets, when it's time to give a toast, President Donald Trump would raise a cup of Diet Coke.
啊，实际上感谢神，在美国最近的总统当中，近期当代的总统当中，就还有一个也是滴酒不沾的。
And among the recent presidents, there are also others who do not drink. Thank you that these recent presidents do not drink alcohol.
有人猜到是谁吗？就是小布什 ，George W. Bush 啊，他也是滴酒不沾。
In addition to these two presidents, another recent president who doesn't drink is George W. Bush.
啊，当然他们这个成为这个 teetotaler 啊，滴酒不沾，有各自不同的原因啊背景。
Although all these presidents have come to the point of not drinking for various reasons.
但是感谢神，他们作为国家的领袖领导人，在这一点上做了一个很好的榜样。
We thank God because in this regard they have set a very good example.
在最近我们教会一位老姐妹告诉我。
There was an older sister at our church who's told me before.
她的孙子和朋友出去旅游。
Whenever her grandson or any of her friends go traveling,
那我们老姐妹就反复的叮嘱自己的孙子说不能喝酒，不能碰毒品啊。
She would repeatedly exhort her grandson and those friends to not drink any alcohol and not try any drugs.
啊，这个孙子说知道知道，奶奶你总是这样说，谢谢你。
And the grandson would always say, Grandma, you always say this to me, but thank you.
在两天以前，正好是这个 July 4th 嘛。啊，这个国庆，我们校园团契在这个州立公园就有一个野餐烧烤。
2 days ago, it was July 4th, Independence Day, and the campus fellowship at our church had a picnic barbecue activity at a local state park.
也来了好多新的朋友啊，新的同学啊，我也带一位这个刚刚接来的新生，今年的新生，才来了三天，带他一起去 barbecue。
And there were many new students. Among them was a gentleman who had been in the United States for only 3 days that we had picked up earlier at the airport.
那我们停在停车场，然后两边啊都是这个一群一群的美国人，他们在那里这个 party。
And around our spots, there were many Americans who had set up and were partying.
然后这个同学他就问我，他说他们在喝什么？是在喝啤酒吗？
And the student asked me, "What are they drinking? Are they drinking alcohol?"
A beer. 我就跟他说，我说 absolutely not.
And I said them absolutely.
一定不是啊？为什么呢？
And why is that?
你知道，我们北卡州政府有一个规定，州立公园啊，你去都会看到一个 sign 的，是什么呀？ No alcohol. 不可以在这里喝酒的。
And North Carolina state parks have the rule that it is illegal to drink on the site premises.
像我们在很多地方我们都能看到，各地方都有立着这样的牌子，这个公园不可喝酒，这个 parking lot 这个地方不可以喝酒，这个壁纸上不可以，很多很多都立着这样的牌子。
And we see these kinds of signs everywhere, forbidding people to drink.
这个和我们中国来的这个文化有点不太一样，对不对啊？
It differs a lot from the culture that we come from in China.
我小时候啊，四五岁的时候，可能还要更小，大概都刚刚记事吧，然后我的那个干爹，我寄养在这一家，我的干爹他就喝白酒，拿这个筷子头蘸一点那个白酒啊，就在我的舌头叫我尝一尝。
And I, when I was young, so about 4 to 5 years old, one of my relatives, he dipped his chopsticks in white liquor, so Chinese liquor, and he would put it into the mouth of the pastor for him to taste a little bit.
我知道在中国的文化当中没有所谓的这个 age, 这个 underage drinking 的这个概念啊，很多人很小就开始喝酒也无所谓。
There's no concept of underage drinking in China.
不像在美国啊，十五六岁就能拿驾照，二十一岁才可以 legally 喝酒。
It's not like America where you can only get your driver's license when you're 15 or 16, but you still need to be 21 or older to be able to drink legally.
不过最近也看到一个新闻的报道，我不知道大家有没有注意，中国的政府最近颁布，有人说叫做历史上最严的这个官员禁酒令，大家有看到吗？
And recently, there's been a news report stating that the Chinese government has issued one of the strictest bans on alcohol.
据说这个命令非常的严格，到一个地步，连这个酒精行业的这个股票价格都在往下跌。
And it was such a strict policy that the stocks of the companies that brew alcohol plummeted.
那别的不说，我觉得这个禁酒令倒真的是确实是很应该的。
Although I won't refrain from commenting any further, I will just say that this ban of alcohol is something that they should do.
那酒真的不是什么好东西，确实是非常非常的误事。
Alcohol has nothing good to it. In fact, it's actually something that's incredibly negative and harmful.
所以在圣经当中，主的话语才这样清楚地说酒发红在杯中闪烁，你不可观看啊！这是一种的很极端的这样一个讲法，就连看都不要看，
And that is why the Bible states that do not look on the wine when it is red. It is a very clear command in that you're not even allowed to look at the wine.
不是说，哎呦，我们今天这个经过超市，看到这边一直卖酒的好多好多的瓶子，我一看，哎呦，我就犯罪了。其实不是这个意思。
It's not stating that whenever we go to the supermarket and we look to the right or left and we see some alcohol, then we are sinning. It's not saying that.
其实这里用的是一种修辞，一种极端方式的一个修辞。
Here it's giving us a bit of an extreme example.
像大卫说我终日流泪，把床榻扶起来。他不是真正把床榻扶起来，是一种夸张，是一种极端的这样一个修辞，来表达一种的意思。
And it is not meant literally when King David wet his entire bed with tears. It's not something to be taken literally, but it conveys a sense of extremeness.
英文当中也有类似的一种表达方式。
There are similar hyperboles in English.
据说呀，在这个纽约市嘛，因为那个地方很拥挤，所以呢，停车位非常的少。
So consider New York City, where there are so many cars that there are very few parking spots.
那么很多路边停车，但是呢，有人家的这个车库啊，这个车子要造出来的地方。
So consider,
in your city.
New city.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's a lot of on-street parking because it's so crowded.
There's a lot of street parking.
Yeah. So some people post a sign on the door of their garage.
So, 有些人在他的车库上面会贴一个指标。
啊，因为他就怕有人把这个车子拦在他的这个车库门口了。那 sign 怎么写呢？ Don't even think about parking here.
Because they're afraid that someone might park on the driveway, and therefore the sign reads, "Don't even think about parking here."
啊，就是这个是什么意思？就是连这个念头都不要动啊。
What does this mean? It means don't even consider this.
嗯，那这里酒发红在杯中闪烁，你不要看，意思就是你连这个念头都不要动，连想都不要去想了。
So when the Bible says to not look upon the wine when it is red, it's telling us to not even think about it, not even look at it, get out of the mind.
在这里，这个主的命令和吩咐够绝对了吧？
Isn't it very clear what God wants us to do here?
但是为什么今天还有很多的基督徒觉得，哎呀，喝点酒好像这个无伤大雅啊，小酒还怡情了，嗯。
So why is it that so many Christians today have such a lax attitude towards drinking?
那么有的时候呢，也有基督徒用圣经当中的根据说，你看耶稣还变水为酒啊。
And they'll pull up parts of scripture saying that, look, Jesus turned water into wine.
Yeah. 保罗呢跟提摩太说，你胃口不清，还可以喝点酒啊，用一点酒啊。
And Paul had instructed Timothy to drink some alcohol for his stomach and frequent ailments.
弟兄姊妹，我们首先知道一个非常重要的原则，就是圣经它是不会自相矛盾的，对不对？
And one thing we know for sure is that there are no contradictions in the Bible.
如果圣经主的话已经给我们有一个清楚的、非常清晰的一个吩咐，但是另一方面又说好像，哎，怎么耶稣还让别人去喝酒？
The Bible gives us a very clear command, yet the example of Jesus in the Bible of turning water into wine, what is going on here?
好，那我们就要来仔细的、清楚的看一下，到底这个酒这个字指的是什么。
So we must carefully consider what is meant by alcohol.
这里有一个非常关键的澄清。非常关键的澄清啊。
Here is a very clear,
important,
clarification.
Clarification. 因为一般的我们一看到酒这个字啊，或者一看到英文 wine 这个字，我们就很自然的说，那当然这是酒精饮料。
Whenever we see alcohol or wine, then on something it's very clear that this is something that's alcoholic.
但是实际上啊，英文的 wine, 拉丁文的 venom, 啊，希腊文的 oinos, 还有希伯来文的酒这个字的这个押韵啊，希伯来文和希腊文最常用的，圣经里最常用的就是押韵和 oinos, 这四个字实际上在原始字义当中都不一定指的是就是酒精饮料。
If we consider the word wine in English, as well as these other words in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, these don't actually mean that it's alcohol.
包括酒，也就是发酵的啊，发了酵的这个酒精饮料，也包括什么呢？也包括不发酵的这个葡萄汁，都用这一个字来指代。
It could refer to the juice of grapes, whether they're fermented or unfermented.
在我们中文当中，实际上是没有一个恰当的字和这样一种的意思和这样一种的字去对应的。
In the Chinese lexicon, there does not exist any word specifically that could refer to these.
大家能够想到吗？在我们中文当中，是哪一个汉字，它既表示这个是可能是酒，又表示这可能是果汁？中文当中有没有这么一个字？没有的。
Are there any words in Chinese that could refer to alcohol or refer to juice?
所以在圣经的翻译当中，因着翻译的关系就很容易让人产生误解，包括今天英文的 wine 这个字也是让大家一看到就自动的想说，哦，这个是酒精饮料，但是古英文不是这样子的。
Some of the translations might lead to misunderstanding.
我们知道比如说雅各王版本圣经1611年翻译的。
So we know that the King James Version was translated in
1611. 那100多年以后的这个英语字典还是有这样的记载。
And then 100 years later, the English dictionary still had this definition.
这个字典里面就清楚的讲 wine 这个字。第一个意义就是什么的 juice of the grape, 就葡萄汁。
That the very first definition in the list is the juice of the grape.
然后呢，当然也包括就是 liquor， 就是含酒的酒精的这个饮料。
And the secondary definitions include alcohol.
也就是古英文当中的这个 wine 啊，这可以指葡萄汁，也可以指葡萄酒。
So in Old English, wine can refer to either juice or alcohol.
但是很遗憾，在今天的现代英文当中，这个意义已经开始改变了。但圣经里那个字没有改变。可是，在我们去读、理解、应用的时候，千万不要把今天的这样一个文化背景读进去，而且一定要明白原文当中它到底指的是什么。
It's unfortunate because the modern understanding of wine is always associated with alcohol, but we must read the Bible, understand the Bible in the context of when it was translated and what the words originally meant.
那同样，希腊文，新约圣经是希腊文写的，耶稣变水为酒，那个酒 oinos 那个字啊，在古希腊语里面 oinos 啊，酒，所谓酒这个字，实际上也常常是被来指代什么呢？新鲜的葡萄汁。
So as the English, the Bible was translated from Greek, the word representing wine was often used to just represent grape juice.
啊，我们这里有很多的这个古代的文献，基督教之前的时代，还有包括教会早期教会时代啊，有世俗的作家，有我们宗教的作家啊，他们都有很多的这个作品啊，指的说 oinos 指的是新鲜葡萄汁。
We have many parts of scripture that refer to oinos, so as fruit juice.
包括亚里士多德，包括安拉克里翁啊，比如他写到是挤压葡萄流出来的就是 oinos， 实际上是什么呢？啊，翻译成是 wine， 实际上我们知道一挤葡萄出来的肯定不是酒嘛，那就是葡萄汁啊，但是也叫 oinos。
And we have all these sources referring to the juices.From squeezed grapes, it must be juice. It can't be wine at this point. It can't be alcohol at this point.
主前二世纪的这个尼坎德也有同样的啊这个记载。
And consider the example of Nicander from the second century BC.
那么早期教父帕皮亚斯同样他也是提到说葡萄被压碎后得到的就是一罐一罐的 oinos 啊，那显然这也不是葡萄酒，而是新刚榨出来的肯定是葡萄汁，但也叫 wine oinos。
And the early church father mentioned that when grapes are crushed, they yield jars of wine.
这里还有许多的这个例子啊。阿特纳奥斯在主后200年提到呢，他说有一种叫做甜的 oinos 啊，你可以翻译成是酒或者 wine， 但是呢，他说这个甜的 oinos 喝了不会让人头重而脚轻，那显然这也是不含酒精的。
Here are a lot of other examples. One of is the example of Athenaeus, who lived 200 years after Christ's birth, and he says that this is a sweet wine that does not make the head heavy, that does not intoxicate you.
甚至在他这个同样的文献的另一处，他有写到，他说一个采摘葡萄的人啊，他走来走去，从田里呢就取 oinos 啊，像这也是葡萄汁，翻译成是 wine， 但是是从田里面葡萄田里面直接采出来的。
He refers to the workers who end up harvest the these grapes as those who are obtaining wine. Although we know that at this point this is non-alcoholic.
所以许多许多的这个字义的研究、历史的证据都告诉我们，今天我们人在去读圣经的时候，有许多的误解，跟圣经本来要表达那个字的字义已经有很大差距了。
So from all these historical studies, we have a lot of evidence suggesting that our modern interpretation of the word wine and what it stands for now versus back then are quite different.
那还有一个很明显的例子，就是圣经当中常常的提到有一个作坊叫什么？叫酒榨 wine press.
Here's a very clear example from the Bible. So there is an object known as the wine press.
酒榨什么？酒榨是把新鲜的葡萄投进去，然后把它榨出酒来。这样的一个作坊。
It is a device where you input grapes and you squeeze and you crush the grapes and it produces juice.
它造出来的这个产品把它叫做 wine， 但是我们想想也知道，把这个刚挤压出来的葡萄流出来的它不是酒，它是什么呢？同样也是葡萄汁，对吧？
And the liquid that it produces is referred to in the Bible as wine, but we all know that is not an alcohol, that is just simply what it was referred to at the time.
所以如果要是圣经当中这个 wine 每一次一定都指的是酒精饮料的话，那么这个 wine press 就不应该叫 wine press， 应该叫什么？应该叫葡萄榨，应该叫 grape， 这个 press。
So if the those wine presses, if those presses generally produce wine, they should be called something else.
我原来在 Rochester 服侍的时候，有一个美国的教会啊，他们教会和我们教会各方面信仰各方面都非常一致。他那个牧师和我是非常好的朋友，我们常常两个人一起有一些的交通分享。
So there's another pastor who's a good friend of mine, and we often have conversations.
那有一次我就跟他提到啊，我说呢，对我们这个华人这个语言背景，读中文圣经的这个背景呢，一看到酒就自动认为是酒精饮料。我说这很难解释，因为在中文当中没有一个能对应的词。
I told them that whenever we from the Chinese background look at the scriptures and we see the word alcohol in the Bible, it's very hard to find the right word that truly represents the meaning conveyed in the scriptures.
然后呢，我说这个英文这个酒这个字义现在也改变了，一看也是认为就是含酒的饮料了。
And in the same way, when we see the word wine in English, we often also associate this with alcohol, although we shouldn't.
哎，那这位牧师跟我说呢，哎，有一个词啊，你可以告诉弟兄姊妹，这个词呢，所有人也都不陌生，就是 cider。
But there is one word that we can use to describe this, and it is one word that I think most people are familiar with, and it is cider.
Cider 什么？就苹果汁。
Cider is often refers to apple juice.
在今天的英文当中 ，cider 这个苹果汁这个词呢，既可以是指苹果汁，也可以是指苹果酒，都用这一个词。
So in the modern context, the word cider could refer to both apple juice itself or the alcoholic beverage with apple juice in it.
啊，那这个词就很像圣经当中原文那个词本来的意思了。
And the word cider now is very close to what the original word of wine meant.
啊，所以我们在读圣经、解圣经、应用圣经的时候，千万千万不要把人自己的意思自己的想法、自己的喜好啊，自己的这个背景 taste 带到圣经里面去。
So now, whenever we read and study and understand the Bible, let's not let our own context and backgrounds get mixed in with the true definition of the scriptures.
而是回归圣经，让圣经做圣经，那我们才能够真正的、准确的明白圣经到底是在讲什么。
Let's return to the original meaning of the Bible so that we truly understand what the word is trying to tell us.
这里有一个例子我也很喜欢举，我们在创世纪第四十章讲到什么呢？讲到埃及法老不是有个把一个酒政给关在监狱里，跟约瑟一起同关啊。这个酒政有一次做了个梦啊，他做什么梦呢？他说我拿葡萄挤在法老的杯里，将杯递在他手中。
And this is one of my favorite examples to bring, the story of Joseph, where he is put into prison with the chief butler who tells his dream to Joseph and said, "Behold, my dream, a wine was before me."
我们知道在一个自然的环境正常的温度底下呢，一个葡萄汁从它剥皮变成汁水开始，因为在葡萄皮外层有一些自然的这个 yeast 啊，这个产生发酵的东西，细菌等等啊，那么呢就可以让这个葡萄汁慢慢的开始一个自然发酵过程。
We know that in the wild in nature, there is some yeast.On the surfaces of the plants, including the grapes, and these yeast will naturally cause the fruit to ferment.
所以这个葡萄汁存留一段时间，慢慢的它的酒精含量就从零开始一点点增加，慢慢它就变成自然发酵的葡萄酒。
So we know that if this juice is left out for long, then it will slowly ferment, and the alcohol content will slowly increase.
也是因为这个原因。啊，在古代我们就知道所有这些字为什么它既指葡萄汁也指葡萄酒呢？因为它是一个很自然的一个过程，很难去区分。
So we know that because of this process, it's very hard to discern the type of juice that has or has not been fermented because it's such a natural process and is inevitable at that time.
但是这个纯的葡萄汁啊，纯纯的、新鲜的、不含酒的葡萄汁，实际上是比较难获得的。
So that fresh grape juice that does not have any alcohol content in it, that has not been fermenting, that is a very rare and precious thing.
有人说当时根本就没有方法来保存这个葡萄汁，长时间保存葡萄汁，让它呢不发酵，实际上这是错的。实际上古人有好多种不同的方法来保存葡萄汁，让它避免发酵，可以长期保存。
There are some people who think that there's no way to prevent grape juice from fermenting, but there's actually many ways to do so that was practiced by the ancient people.
但是毕竟呢就不够新鲜了。
But then that juice will just not be fresh.
所以我们看到这个酒政啊来给法老来这个服侍饮料的因为是最新鲜的挤出来的是最高级的最贵最好的就是给法老给皇帝来喝。
So that chief butler was to give the pharaoh the freshest, the most pure, the least fermented grape juice.
这是什么呢？这是雅饮，但是却给他喝，含不含酒呢？不含酒精。
So did this contain any alcohol in it? No, it did not.
所以卯出经文啊，到底指的是酒精饮料还是葡萄汁，就要通过上下文来判断。千万不要一看到这个地方说是酒，就自动说啊，这是含酒的。
Whenever we encounter the word wine in the Bible, we must consider its context. We cannot simply see the word and understand it to be alcohol.
那我在这里要声明一句，也是刚才我们所讲的原因，所以这整个是一个自然发酵的一个过程啊，比较复杂。所以我并不是说圣经里面凡是讲到是葡萄汁的这个地方啊，如果你去放在显微镜底啊，或者给它做化学实验，它就一个酒精分子都不含。我不是这个意思。
I'm not claiming that whenever the Bible refers to wine in a non-alcoholic sense, if we were to take that drink and to analyze it, that it would not contain any alcohol.
因为存留一段时间嘛，它自然慢慢的就开始有这个发酵了，可能这里面就有点分子。
Because if it's stored for any period of time, it will inevitably contain some alcohol.
但是是不是真正是能够就让人喝了就产生醉啊，就产生这些幻觉这些的反应的呢
？But
not necessarily, 不一定。
But is it at the content level where it can cause intoxication? No, not necessarily.
那这里呢就有另外一个原因，就是古代所有的酒全都是自然发酵产生的，度数一般最高不超过十度。
In the past, the wine that did exist, that existed, the alcohol content never exceeded 10%.
啊，为什么呢？因为这样一种蒸馏酒精啊，生产高纯度酒的这样一种方法，直到主后12世纪才开始出现。所以在圣经那个年代，圣经写完以后1000年，这种蒸馏提纯方法还从来没有呢。
So some of the methods to concentrate alcohol were introduced in the 12th century. So at this time, there was no way to increase the alcohol content further.
啊，所以一般最高到15度啊，极限了，那10%几，它就不可能再继续产生更高的，因为酒精自己会把那个意思杀死啊，所以一般的古代的酒的度数一般就不超过十度，就是这样了。
And this was because that as alcohol content increased, because alcohol is a waste product and is toxic to the yeast, at certain concentrations it would kill off all the yeast.
和今天的酒市场上卖的很多酒是完全不一样的。
And because of this, the so-called wine that existed back then and the wine that exists today in grocery stores are completely different.
还有一点就是古代的这个酒真的是酒精饮料在保存和饮用的时候呢当时的人是常常给它兑水啊，常常兑水最高比例高达是1:20就是兑20倍的水来喝。
And in the past, by ancient peoples, whenever this alcohol would be stored or drank, it would be diluted up to a portion of 1 part wine to 20 parts of water.
所以所有这些历史背景今天如果我们不了解的话都会产生很多的误解啊。也就是说今天我们到市场上去买的什么伏特加还有什么白兰地我是没有喝过啊，什么20, 30, 50, 60的这些什么白酒在圣经时代完全没有。
So in this way, it's very easy to misinterpret what the Bible's meaning because when we refer to alcohol now, when that Bible refers to alcohol, it's not referring to those highly concentrated liquors they could buy in the grocery stores today.
啊，但即使是这样，就是非常低浓度的酒精浓度低的这个酒圣经仍然给我们有这样清晰的一个告诫和提醒。
So this is only pertaining to some these lower concentrated alcoholic beverages and wines.
酒发红在杯中闪烁，你不可观看，连看都不要看。
That when the wine turns red, you cannot look at it. Don't even look at it.
就圣经当中，当每一次神对人清楚的有讲到说不要看的时候，都是一个很重要的提醒，很严肃的提醒。
And whenever the Bible warns us not to look at anything, it's a warning of the highest order. It's extremely serious.
弟兄姊妹，记得在圣经当中有哪些地方神说不能看吗？
Does anyone remember where else in the Bible that God forbids us from looking at something?
啊，基本上是两类。第一类的就是完全圣洁的、属神的 这个你不能看。
The first warning is to not look at God or the holy or anything that is holy, made holy by Him.
神在西乃山上与摩西见面，就跟摩西说：“你下去嘱咐百姓，不可闯过来到我面前观看，恐怕他们有多人死亡。”
The Bible instructs Moses to tell his people not to look at him, or if they look at him, they will perish.
连摩西也只是看了神的一个背影，对不对啊？
And Moses only saw the backside of God.
民数记四章二十节又有另外一个不可啊，只是他们连片时不可进去观看圣所。
And Numbers 4:20 has another example that they are not to look at the holy things while that.
讲到这个在圣殿当中服侍，哪怕是立位的子孙啊，他们都不可进去观看圣所，免得他们死亡。
Even the descendants of the tribe of Levi, they cannot look at these things.
这是第一类的，圣经当中清楚讲不可看。
These are the first set of things that the Bible clearly instructs the people not to look at.
还有另外一类的不可观看是什么呢？就是不可观看罪恶的、属世界的、属肉体的这些东西，不要看。
The second warning that instructs us not to look at things are refer to things that are sinful or worldly.
这里包括我们大家也很熟悉的，就是神去灭索多玛俄摩拉的时候。
An example is the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
要把罗德一家救出来。
God wanted to save the family of Lot.
天使就把罗德一家给拉出来，然后呢就警告他们说：“赶快逃命吧，不可回头看啊，也不可在平原站住。”要往山上逃跑，免得已被剿灭。
So the angels of the Lord led the family of Lot out of the cities and instructed them to not look back.
结果有一个人看了，谁呢？很不幸，就是罗德的妻子。
Unfortunately, there was one person who did turn and look back, and who was it? It was Lot's wife.
她回头一看，变成了岩柱。
And the moment she looked back and saw it, she became a pillar of salt.
那么在圣经新约当中，路加福音九章六十二节，主耶稣在这里也有一个警告。
And now we look at Luke 9:29. Jesus gives us another warning here.
手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国啊。
Jesus said to him, "No one having put his hand on to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God."
啊，作为一个农夫，如果是犁地的话，你手已经放在这个犁上面，留在前面走，你要推着就正直的往前走，你说回着头看，这不是整个就破坏掉吗？主耶稣说不配进神的国，这可不能回头看。
If you are a farmer, then your job is to guide that plow, and if you were looking as you are plowing, then once you must destroy your field. But Jesus instructs us that if we look back here, then we're not fit for the kingdom of God.
意思就是不要去看，不要去留恋这罪恶的世界。
And it's a reminder for us to not be attached to these worldly things.
那还有这几处啊，也是跟这个相关的啊，邪僻的事我都不摆在我眼前，非利人所做的事，我甚恨恶，不容沾在我身上。
And here are some other examples. So here's Psalm 101:3 saying, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me.
约伯记三十一章第一节，我与眼睛立约，怎能恋恋瞻望处女呢？
Job 31:1, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman?
不是说我们看到一个年轻漂亮的女孩，哎呦，我一看到我就犯罪了，不是啊。这个意思是什么呢？这个意思就是主耶稣讲的，凡男人看到妇女动淫念，就已经在犯奸淫，这是大罪。
It is not saying that the moment we just look at a young pretty woman, we have already sinned. It's saying that when we look at her with lust, then we have sinned with her in our heart.
箴言二十三章第五节，你岂要定睛在虚无的钱财上吗？因为钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
Proverbs 23:5 reads, "We set your eyes on that which is not. Riches certainly make themselves wings; they fly away like an eagle toward heaven."
这同样也不是啊，说每次如果打开钱包买东西付钱的时候，闭着眼睛拿这个钞票，一睁眼看这个钱财，我就犯，不是这个意思啊，是定睛在虚无的钱财。
And it's not implying that we can't look at money. So whenever we pull out our wallets to pay for some groceries, we're not sinning there.
这句话的意思就是在马可福音十章第二十四节，因为耶稣对门徒说，倚靠钱财的人进神的国是何等难啊。
This refers to the part of the Bible where Jesus says that how hard it is for this rich young man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为他是依靠钱财，目光定睛在这个钱财上面。
Because he is someone who relies on heavily on his riches.
对，弟兄姊妹，刚才我们看到圣经当中，神有虽然不多，但也有一些次的警告，不要看，不要看。但每一次讲到，如果看这个结果是怎么样，都是非常严肃的。
So although there are not many parts of the Bible that say for us not to look at things, whenever it does give us this warning, the consequences are extremely dire.
啊，回头就是要死亡，要毁灭。
To look back is to be destroyed, to die.
不能进神的国。
To be unable to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那么同样，说这个酒发红在杯中闪烁，如果我们是被它吸引，最后最终的结果是什么？是要像被蛇咬一样，被毒蛇咬一样。
In the same way, now when we look at that wine with those intentions, it is as if we are going to be bit by a serpent or a viper.
哪怕当时圣经那个年代那个酒的酒精含量是非常非常低的。
And this was in the context of where the wine alcohol percentage was quite low.
这里一方面是讲到可能喝酒会产生那样一种喝醉或者被酒精控制的结果，但同时弟兄姊妹，我们知道蛇在圣经当中的象征吧。
And here it's referring to the fact that if you do drink alcohol, you might be intoxicated, but there's also the example of the serpent. And do we know what the serpent represents in the Bible?
在圣经当中，蛇是常常用来象征指代什么？那撒旦恶者的。
The serpent in the Bible is often used to represent Satan or the evil one.
在以弗所书第五章十八节，那里明讲说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 18, it reads, And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
我们知道被圣灵充满的意思，就被圣灵来掌管。
And we know that to be filled with the Spirit is to be under the Spirit's control.
所以在这里，圣经这里的对比是，你是被圣灵来掌管，还是被酒精来掌管？酒精其实在英文就是一个 spirit, 对不对？很多卖酒的地方叫 spirit seller.
The Bible here invites us to think, are we being controlled by the spirit or are we being controlled by the alcohol?
对，中文也是这个翻译成酒精，精灵的精啊。Spirit.
So here in the Bible, it's also translated into the word spirit.
不错，这个酒精本身它就是一种的 chemical, 但是我们却知道那恶者撒旦却可能用这样一种这个化学品 chemical 去控制人，去掌管人。
We know that alcohol is at the very base, it's a chemical, so ethanol, and we know that Satan can use this molecule, this chemical to control people in dire ways.
让人放荡，让人不敬虔，让人做出在正常情况下不会做的事情。
It allows people to engage in activities they normally would not engage in.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？在异教当中，很多的异教当中，他们在做法、在通灵、在交鬼、在祭祀他们的假神的时候，他们是常常是要喝酒的。
Do you know that in many pagan cultures, performing rituals, communicating with spirits, or performing sacrifices is often associated with, often includes a step of drinking alcohol?
在这个酒精的作用之下，被那个邪灵、被那个假神来控制，做出一些稀奇古怪的事情来。
And under the influence of the alcohol, they engage in these very strange and evil activities.
所以我们当看到箴言23篇上下文的时候，这一段就更清楚地告诉我们这个酒精产生的祸患。这个祸患是有忧愁，是有争斗，是有哀歌，谁无故受伤，谁眼目红赤，就是那流连饮酒，常去寻找调和酒的人。酒发红在杯中闪烁，你不可观看，虽然下咽舒畅，终究是咬你如蛇，刺你如毒蛇。你眼必看见怪异的事，你心必发出乖谬的话。你必像躺在海中，或像卧在桅杆上。你必说，人打我，我却未受伤；人鞭打我，我竟不觉得。我几时清醒，我仍去寻酒。这里是这个英文的版本。
And, The verse that Pastor is referring to is Proverbs 23:29-35. Who has woe, who has sorrow, who has contentions, who has complaints, who has wounds without cause, who has redness of eyes, those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly.
at the left, divides like
a serpent, and it stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, saying, they have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When I shall awake, that I may seek another drink.
今天很多时候人觉得好像在整个的文化当中喝点酒是无所谓的，酒不像很多其他的毒品对人带来那么多的伤害啊。酒已经在社会的交往当中被人接纳，甚至是社交的润滑剂等等等等，但是实际上这背后都是一个虚假的谎言。
These days, people often don't think drinking alcohol is a big deal. They view it as a lesser activity than doing hard drugs like narcotics. But in actuality, alcohol is incredibly deleterious.
在2010年，《柳叶刀》杂志，著名的医学杂志，发表一个重要的研究发现，从对使用者本人还有包括对他人造成的危害来看，酒精是总体危害最大的药物 drug 毒品。这项由大卫啊纳特教授共同撰写，他是这个Imperial College of London 啊英国的一个很著名的大学的这个教授啊，他们的模型最后排了16种，这个按照16种危害指标对20多种药物进行排名，包括身心损害、成瘾性、犯罪、经济成本等等，最后酒精是高居第一。
So a prominent study published in The Lancet in 2010 found that alcohol is the most harmful drug overall when considering the harm it causes to both the individual user as well as others around them. The study was co-authored by Professor David Nutt, who is a renowned researcher at University College London, who used a method called a multi-criteria decision analysis model to rank 20 drugs with 16 measures of harm, including physical and mental damage, addiction, crime, and economic costs.
对社会造成这个危害啊，从它的广度啊，从它危害度，还有对它的这个隐秘性来说，实际上是一种非常可怕的毒品。
So we consider the overall societal impact and harm that alcohol causes is actually an incredibly scary substance.
这是香港政府所发表的关于这个酒精的危害性的一篇文章。
And this is a study conducted in Hong Kong that explores the toxic effects of alcohol.
就讲到酒精是一种有毒物质，会直接间接影响身体多个器官和系统。世界卫生组织辖下的国际癌症研究机构把酒精列为是对人类致癌的第一级的致癌物啊，和烟草、电离辐射、黄曲霉素、亚硝胺、石棉等等是同一个类别，危害性最大的。
As you can see here, it writes that alcohol is a toxic substance that could directly and indirectly affect multiple organs and systems in the body. The International Agency for Research on Cancer under the WHO has also classified alcohol as a group 1 carcinogen that is carcinogenic to humans in the same category as tobacco, ionizing radiation, aflatoxin, nitrosamines, and asbestos, which can cause many types of cancers, including oral, pharyngeal, laryngeal, esophageal, liver, colorectal, and in females, breast cancer.
Ah.可引致多种的癌症啊，口腔癌、咽癌、喉癌、食道癌、肝癌、大肠癌、女性乳癌等等，都引致癌症的风险而言，饮酒并没有所谓的安全水平。
So as you can see, it causes all these various types of cancers, and we also know that there is no so-called safe level of drinking.
啊，有一种非常流行的嚼法啊，每天少微少喝一杯啊，每天睡前喝一杯红酒对身体好等等，我告诉你，这些都是酒精工业他们花了非常非常多的钱去做这种影响对人这个误导造成的这样的一个结果。
So there might be exist some studies that, that portray alcohol in a positive light. For instance, drinking one glass of wine before bed can help in certain circumstances, but these studies are heavily funded by shareholders in the alcohol industry.
这是在香港政府网站上啊，这是《柳叶刀》2017年，刚才我说2010年、2017年《柳叶刀》的另外的一个数据，我们看到各种各样的癌症啊，每天哪怕是喝12克，12克就是小小啊，小小小一杯啊，啊，这个酒精啊，都会增加这个癌症的风险，所有都会增加，没有任何所谓的一个啊安全水平。
Here we see another study published in Lancet in 2017 that explores people who drank a cup containing 12% alcohol, and here are the increases in their chances of getting certain diseases, and you can see that there is no level in which a person does not have a certain disease risk increase.
结论是酒精的致癌作用与酒精饮品的种类无关，换言之，不管是喝啤酒、葡萄酒或烈酒都会致癌。
So we see that carcinogenic effect alcohol is independent of the type of alcoholic beverage consumed. In other words, drinking beer, wine, or spirits can all cause cancer.
没有安全水平，恒常饮酒即使很少的分量都会增加癌症的风险。
And there is no safe level. In fact, even very small amounts can significantly increase your risk for cancer.
因此最明智的选择就是不要开始饮酒。对于有饮酒习惯的人士来说，如果他们现在开始戒酒，患癌的风险会逐渐回落至开始饮酒前的水平。That's a good news.
So therefore, the wisest choice is not to start drinking. For people who have a habit of drinking, if they stop drinking now, their cancer risk will gradually drop back to the level before they start drinking. So that is good news.
我曾经也是喝酒喝得很厉害的人，在国内还没有信主的时候。
Back when I did not accept Jesus as my savior yet, I actually drank a lot of alcohol while I was overseas.
甚至来到美国，信了主以后，我还是觉得说喝一点酒好像无所谓嘛。
And even when I came here, and even after receiving Jesus, I often thought there's no big deal in drinking some alcohol, right?
我们那时候信了主还挺热心，请好多同学到家里面来开 party， 然后也把团契的这个弟兄请来，来一起开 party。
At the time, we would hold these parties, and we'd invite various members of the fellowship to come over and party with us.
那想法呢是向这些同学传福音。那时候我也摆了一些的啤酒在那个地方。
Our thoughts were at the time to spread the gospel to these ministry students, and that we would provide beers for them.
当时团契一个弟兄还递给他，你也喝呀，然后他又不喝。我觉得这个人怎么是这么很狭隘，很古板。
And there was someone who didn't drink, and whenever I offered them beer, and I thought, how can a person like this exist?
大家都喝吧，你不喝太不随和了。我当时还对这个，因为我是一个作为新基督徒，我不知道，我觉得为什么你可以不喝，你为什么不喝酒呢？
And I saw that everyone else was drinking. Why is this person not drinking? What is going on here?
甚至我在神学院读书的时候，还跟我神学院的教授，还跟我的一些同学们，我还跟他们去争。我说，你看耶稣变水为酒啊，为什么不能喝点酒？
And while I was attending seminary, I would often debate with my fellow colleagues. And I point out the part of scripture saying, here, look, Jesus turned water into wine. Why are we not to drink alcohol?
弟兄姊妹们，但是当我真正的明白了圣经到底这个酒在讲的是什么。
But brothers and sisters, when I finally understood the true meaning that the scripture was trying to convey,
特别是真正的思想，这个酒的危害实在是太大太大了。
That it clearly depicts alcohol in an incredibly negative light.
我在主面前立志说，主啊，我知道我不能够再喝酒，一点都不喝。
I came before the Lord and I said to the Lord, Lord, I will not drink any more wine. I will not drink even the slightest amount.
刚才我已经跟大家分享，并不是好像整个的社会文化啊，你看各个这个新闻媒体娱乐啊，都在那里讲啊，酒是 OK 的，各种各样的酒的广告就是 OK 的，不是这样子。
We see that in a lot of media, in advertisements, in all corners of society, the message seems to be that alcohol is OK, but we cannot think this way.
酒精产业是一个暴利的行业，每年他们要花非常非常非常多的钱。不管是从新闻媒体、娱乐工业，还是包括政府立法机构去影响大家。
The alcohol industry is an incredibly aggressive industry that will lobby and aggressively push its agenda, especially concerning views around alcohol.
这是1999年26年以前《华盛顿邮报》的一个报道。
This is a news report from the Washington Post back in 1999.
啤酒和葡萄酒行业是国会山最积极、资金最雄厚的游说团体之一啊。据这个响应性政治中心的这一个机构的数据啊，与该行业与酒精行业相关的政治行动委员会，在上一次啊，不是上一年，就上一届的这个选举当中啊，应该是1998年的选举当中，向国会候选人捐赠了超过230万美元金，啤酒经销商协会就捐赠130万美元，26年以前的数据。
Beer and wine interests are among the most aggressive and well-funded lobbies on the Capitol Hill. Overall, political action committees associated with industry gave more than $2.3 million to congressional candidates last election. The National Beer Wholesalers Association gave an initial $1.3 million alone, according to the Center for Responsive Politics.
实际上几十年来他们做得非常非常的成功。
So in these 10 years they've been incredibly successful.
我们只要对比一下大家就知道。对比什么呢？对比吸烟 cigarette, 烟草。
How do you know that they've been successful? Let's compare them to something. So consider the tobacco industry.
烟草本来在历史上大家也觉得好像只是一个人的喜好无所谓的。我们本地原来就是烟草工业，对吧？多伦就是烟草生产烟草的。
Previously, we viewed tobacco, smoking tobacco, as just sort of a hobby, and we never really gave it much thought beyond that.
后来大家知道这个烟草很不好，会致癌。
But now we know that tobacco is very harmful and it can cause cancer.
几十年以前就在香烟的包装上面有 Surgeon General, 是不是？在那里这个警告说烟草会致癌，很醒目的标志，所有每一包的香烟上必须都要印这个标志，政府规定的。
A few decades ago, the government mandated that all tobacco products contain a warning from the Surgeon General, indicating that these products can cause cancer.
但是我可以清楚地告诉你，所有人也都知道，所有的医生、社会工作者、警察，所有人都知道，酒精是比烟草要危害大得多得多的毒品。
Yet everybody knows this. So from police officers to people who study law to just normal everyday people, everyone knows that the harms caused by drinking alcohol far exceed that caused by smoking.
今天如果有人问说，哎，我是基督徒，我还是可以抽烟吗？
So nowadays, whenever someone asks me, hey, I'm a Christian, but can I smoke?
我们当然一般都回答，已经信了主了，就不要被这个烟草控制，就不要去抽烟，对身体也不好，大家都会这么回答，对吧？
And we respond that if you've already accepted the Lord, then it's good not to drink, it's good not to smoke tobacco, it's bad for you, and it's not something pleasing to God.
在服侍主的这些年当中，我有遇到过少少几个基督徒，已经信了主，甚至还有服侍，但是他们抽烟，但都是怎么样，偷偷的抽，不愿意让人知道。
And during my many years of ministry, I've known a few people who serve God, who do many great things to the church, but in secrecy, they still smoke.
所以已经是基督徒了，还在那抽烟，不好意思。
And it seems to suggest that as a Christian, to continue smoking, it is very bad.
但是为什么居然今天还有那么多的基督徒？我信了主了，我还可以光明正大的、合理合法的、用自由的名义，我可以来喝酒，不要去干涉我的自由，好像还可以去炫耀这样一种的权利。
Why is it that there are so many Christians nowadays who are very openly celebrate drinking in the same way that they do not celebrate smoking?
这样不是圣经的根据，而是因为这个世俗文化的影响。
That this viewpoint does not come from the Bible, it comes from society.
你知道吗？香烟有危害，但一个人抽再多的烟，我没有听说谁因为抽烟烟后驾车，所以就控制不了汽车就出车祸的。
I've never heard of any situation where someone who is smoking crashes the car due to the effect of tobacco on them.
我也没有听说谁抽烟抽的非常多了，然后就控制不了自己，然后就去打人，就去抢劫，就去强奸，就去做这些暴力的事情，就去胡言乱语，发疯。
I've never heard of any examples where someone, due to smoking lots of tobacco, goes out and assaults, violent assaults, and attacks other people.
但是有太多太多因为喝酒被酒精控制造成的悲剧，非常非常惨的悲剧啊。
But we have many examples of where alcohol is implicated in all these terrible events.
这是另外的一个叫 Stats News， 是一个专门报道医疗和健康新闻的这样一个 news 的，这个2025年今年1月，这是最新的一个报道，说酒的危害，酒每年造成17万8千人死亡，这是有非常充分的证据表明的。可是解决这些问题，政治和文化反应是陷入了抵制错误信息和强大的行业游说当中，这背后是酒精工业用非常非常多的钱去堆出来的这样一个结果。
And Stat News is an organization that often conducts study on the U.S. population, and they written that about alcohol's harms, that it accounts for more than 178,000 deaths every year, and our well-documented political and cultural response to addressing these issues is modern resistance, misinformation, and powerful industry lobbying.
所以我像上一页看到的，当有说禁毒运动，禁毒运动，他们就说不要把酒精也放在毒品当中啊，酒精不属于毒品，他们又花非常多的钱去说服国会议员，说服这些官员啊。说酒精是 OK 的。
So there's been a lot of lobbying to prevent alcohol from being considered as a serious as a narcotic drug.
但是今天，如果我们承认 香烟烟草是一种软毒品，有致瘾性，有致癌性，是一种不好的东西，那么酒精就更是一种更可怕的毒品。
So nowadays, if we think that tobacco is something that's very dangerous and very harmful, we must admit that alcohol is something that's even worse.
And yet, unlike illicit drugs, alcohol escapes the stigma of being labeled as a drug. It's the go-to social lubricant for any event, toasted at gatherings, and seamlessly woven into the fabric of our day-to-days. It's sold in brightly lit aisles, glorified on and off screen, and marketed as a must-have accessory to our lives on TV, at weddings, and essentials to a balanced lifestyle. For many, it's a symbol of benign indulgence, but the truth is sobering. Alcohol is a leading cause of preventable death, linked to everything from strokes to car crashes. The recently announced Surgeon General's call for warning labels on alcoholic beverages underscores this reality, highlighting alcohol's clear link to cancer effects that has been under-communicated to the public for far too long. 请弟兄帮我们读，不用读中文了，不用读中文，大家看就好了。直到今年年初啊，这是拜登政府，拜登在下台之前做的不多的一个我能够同意的这个政策之一啊，就是他说什么呢？啊，他说他的Surgeon General说，以后这个酒，每个酒瓶的商标上也要同样像香烟一样贴上醒目的标志，说这是致癌的，这是要有一个警告的。这么多年都没有啊，几十年了都没有，香烟早就有了。
And President Biden wanted to add that Surgeon General label warning that we see so often on cigarette containers to alcohols, and it's been a miracle that this warning has been added much earlier.
好，那我知道我们时间已经要多，我们比较快，我要就回答一个问题，因为常常有人会说，说圣经讲醉酒啊是醉，那么只要不喝醉了就 OK 了，少喝一点 OK。
And the Bible often causes people to think that that only getting drunk is sinful, but drinking itself is not sinful at all.
我们的回答是这样，首先不错，醉酒绝对是醉，而且是大醉。
Yes, so we do see that being drunkenness is a very serious sin.
我们这里给大家列出经文，醉酒和好色淫荡和争竞嫉妒和拜偶像行淫乱啊、这个偷窃的杀人的等等和这些都是放在一起的，而且说醉酒是不能承受神的国，明讲。
In the Bible, drunkards are in the same passage as thieves, those who covet, those who revile, and behave in certain ways, who extort, and it's categorized in the same category of people who will not inherit the kingdom of God.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，但这里有一个 caveat 啊。
But there's a caveat here.
很多其他的这些罪行相对来说比较的 clear cut.
Many of these other sins are quite clear cut.
比如说杀人或者没有杀人。
For instance, consider murdering someone or not murdering someone.
犯奸淫或者没有犯奸淫。Adultery.
Adultery or not committing adultery.
拜偶像或者没有拜偶像。
Worshipping idols or not worshipping idols.
当然了，我们知道啊，这个一个男人看到妇女动了淫念啊，这个不过这毕竟它是有一个清楚的这样一个标准。
That even when the Bible says that when a man looks lustfully upon a woman, there is a very clear criteria here.
那我问您一个问题，到底喝多少酒算喝醉？有标准吗？圣经有讲吗
？So does the Bible say anything about how much we are permitted to drink?
从喝一点点，我遇到很多人说我没有醉，但是凡是说自己没醉的那些人，实际上都是已经喝醉的人才这么说。
So there are people who drink a little bit and say, "I'm not drunk," but those people are often so drunk that they're the ones who say that these kinds of things.
这是一个从喝到从不喝到喝，从不醉到醉一个过程，是没有说中间清清楚楚的圣经里面告诉我们的这样一个标准。说哦，现在这个是不醉，然后这个是醉啊，喝一杯是不醉，喝两杯就是醉，都没有的，没有人知道的。
There isn't a very clear criteria in the Bible that gives an amount of alcohol that we can drink to not remain in sin. So there's no between being sober and drunk, there is not a clear cut line.
有多少人开着汽车还能开着一条直线的，被警察拦下来，然后就一测一吹，你说你这叫什么 DUI， driving under influence， 你已经在他的影响之下了，你说没罪，警察说不行，靠走。
So there have been many instances where even if a person is able to drive in a straight line and they pulled over and they get their breath analyzed, then based on that alone, an officer is able to arrest them for driving under the influence.
对，现在中国不是这样吗？酒后驾车已经是入罪刑事犯罪了，是很严重的。
So even in China right now, being drunk and behind the wheel is an incredibly grave offense.
我从没有遇到过一个人一辈子喝酒，但是他可以拍着胸脯说，我一辈子从来没有醉过，没有喝醉过。
I never met a single person who claims to drink their entire lives who could also claim to never have been drunk.
以前有一次我讲这个信息的时候，一个年轻人，二十多岁的年轻人说我是从来没有喝醉过的。哎呀，我说 You're too young.
I've given a similar message before, and there's a young person in their 20s who proudly proclaims to me that I've never been drunk before, and I responded, "You're too young."
而且退一万步讲，即使有这么一个人啊，真的有人说我自己就是酒量很大，喝多少都不受他影响。
And even if we were to take a step back and to consider a person who has such a high alcohol tolerance that they genuinely don't get drunk.
我们不知道这里有多少这个吹牛夸张的成分啊，但你要注意，你开车的时候被警察抓，一样照样还是要把你铐走的。
But these people must be aware that even if they do drink a lot and don't feel drunk, if they are caught by a police officer and their blood is tested or the breath is tested, they will still go to jail just the same.
我们说退一万步讲，即使有这么一个人，真的，他说我就喝酒，但是我就正好刚好我就永远就是不醉，也不要把这样特例当成通例。为什么？因为会把很多人陷在一个诱惑和罪恶里面。
So even if we consider this extreme example of someone who does not get drunk even as they drink, we should still consider this as something terrible because it could still bring other people into sin.
中国人有句话叫做酒在河边站，怎能不湿鞋。
The Bible says that standing by the river long enough, your shoes will get wet. We have a proverb that says, a Chinese proverb that says, standing by the river long enough, your shoes will get wet.
赌博是一样的。在世界说小赌怡情，大赌伤身。稍微的赌一点啊，玩玩饺子机是不是去那个赌场里面，只要这个赌注不要太大就是 OK 的。我们基督徒会同意吗？弟兄姊妹，你基督徒会同意吗？我们既然知道这个赌博是不好的，会控制一个人，有人说我一辈子赌博，但我就不上瘾，我能够控制住自己，你千万不要去炫耀这个，因为你这样说会把很多人陷在那个罪恶和诱惑里面。
赌博
gambling。
So we consider people who gamble, and even if a person who gambles claims that they've never been addicted to gambling, just by making that statement alone, they might cause other people to join them in gambling and cause a lot of harm to the people around them that way.
所以我想和大家说，只要你承认说圣经明讲醉酒是罪，是个大罪，是很可怕的罪，那么对我来说，我要承认我是一个非常非常软弱的人。我不是说我刚强，我是软弱的人。所以对我来讲，唯一保证自己永远不醉的方法就是完全不去碰这个酒，我就知道我能够永远不醉。
So the Bible makes it very clear that drunkenness is a grave sin, and because I am a weak person, that I am fragile and frail, I know that the only way for me to never get drunk is to not touch alcohol ever again.
有一次在北京的街头啊，坐着这个出租车去这个一个地方要服侍，看到那个大街上面横的那个很大的横幅上面写着一句话呀，滴酒不沾，一生平安。北京市公安局宣。
And on the streets of Beijing, there will be reminders about to not drink.
我想连公安啊，连政府他们都知道，我们作为基督徒，我们的标准不应该低过他们。
And these are government officials, but as Christians, we must hold ourselves to at least at the bare minimum their same standards.
但是讲完今天的信息，我也不希望弟兄姊妹，我知道我们中间可能啊，有的人说，哎呀，我偶尔喝点酒，或者偶尔小醉一下，这不是酩酊大醉。
And after this message, I hope that none of us brothers and sisters will periodically drink some alcohol and think that they are engaging in a very grave sin.
听完牧师的信息，哎呀，我好像每一次，心中有深深的这个罪恶感。
That now that I've heard the pastor's message, I have this incredible sense of conviction.
甚至有的时候控制不住自己又想去喝酒的时候，还恼羞成怒，迁怒于牧师。
That whenever I want to go drinking, I think about the pastor and I get angry for him because due to his message.
弟兄姊妹，我更希望大家是发自内心的明白圣经当中关于酒的一个教导，也明白这真的是有百害而无离一利的一个东西。我们人的这个肝脏是完全，我们身体完全不能够处理，一定都要用这个肝脏，所以你的肝是伤害非常大的。酒是人体不需要的一个东西。
What I want people to understand is that from their, I want people from their heart to understand that the Bible is, with the Bible's position on alcohol as something that's very harmful, and to understand that the alcohol is something that is not meant to be in such large amounts in the body. It's something that's incredibly toxic and will destroy your liver if consumed for long enough.
也是因为我们中间有许多的年轻人，哪怕有一个年轻人、两个年轻人听了这个信息，能够明白酒的危害，能够远离酒精的诱惑，我说感谢赞美神。
And among us, there are some young people, and if this message causes even one or two of them to abstain from alcohol, then I will praise God for that.
那具体对我们教会来讲，像我们教会并不是要求每一个会员都不喝酒，我们没有这个要求。
Now let's consider our church. We don't have, as a church, we do not require that our members never drink.
但是我们希望大家知道酒的危害，同时我们教会也确实对所有的牧长职、同工、领袖，我们有一个领袖公约，是有这样的要求，不要喝酒。
But my hope is for here, everyone here today is to understand how harmful alcohol is, and that we do have this requirement for the people serving such as deacons.
就是不管是作为传道人或者平信徒领袖，我们在众人面前的一个见证。
So let our lives be a good testimony to the person of God among the people we are spreading the gospel to.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主啊，求神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我们知道自己都是何等软弱有限的人。
We understand that we are people who are so weak and fragile.
这个世界充满各种的诱惑。
This world is filled with all kinds of disastrous things.
而我们来传讲圣经真理真道的时候，也常常很多时候人听了可能不理解、不明白，甚至不乐意。
That whenever we spread your truthful gospel, that the people around us may not understand or misinterpret what we're trying to say.
主，但是我们真的是在你面前祷告，也求神帮助我们众弟兄姊妹明白了解。主啊，主您自己的清楚吩咐，实在是为了我们的好处。
Dear God, we come before you and pray that you would help us to understand this.
就像一位基督徒的辅导专家说的。他说我当我辅导许多的这些毒品成瘾者的时候，我要回到圣经当中，我就是用圣经当中关于酒的教导来辅导那些毒品上瘾的人。
That people who study the Bible, whenever they, when that they would say that, they would take upon the Bible's interpretation of wine and not to associate, alcoholic drinking as something that the Bible supports.
主啊，因为我们实在是主您自己圣洁的器皿是圣灵的所在。
That we are people set aside to be holy.
我们不要让这些可以让我们放荡、让我们不敬虔的东西去控制我们。
Let's not be controlled by these things that are worldly.
求神保守，也帮助我弟兄姊妹当中，如果有的人有时候会喝一点酒。
And God may protect us even when we do consume some alcohol.
主要保守他们不是因为被一种罪疚感所笼罩，而真的是被主您的圣洁所吸引。
That these people aren't controlled by the alcohol, but they're controlled by your spirit.
而自愿的慢慢的能够远离这样一种的诱惑。
That these people would gradually grow to distance themselves from the alcohol.
我们也知道呢，最终的结果一定是美好的，是蒙福的。
We know that the consequence of these actions is always going to be good.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
谢谢牧师啊，用圣经的话语来提醒我们啊，让我们远离一切的 诱惑和